It is the review show, the ever calm review show on the Anfield Wrap. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, Sean Rogers after Aston Villa 1, Liverpool 2. Neil, we'll get straight to it. Selection and big calls for Liverpool, I guess. Andy Robertson's left out entirely. Mohamed Salah's left out of the 11. Jürgen Klopp says on Fabinho, my job is about decision making. Ask me now, I would say leave Fab out, but we cannot turn that back. He was completely fine before the game. He had nothing. I'll come to you on that, but also, you know, I also want to raise the point that there has to be an acknowledgement that we're all in this position for the first time here.
Yeah. And that's an important acknowledgement. Firstly, the manager's never had, so many options. And let's be absolutely crystal clear. He's got his options right from January through to, you know, maybe the last couple of games. He's been nailing each of these decisions as he's been going, both from the bench at times. And I think the five subs has helped. But I think also in general from the idea of where it is every single match, he's had a real sense of what he's doing and what he's about. So I think we have to start from there. I think the idea that, you know, you don't get this very often in your career as a manager, I think that's worth sort of pointing out. And then I think the next part of this becomes ultimately every single one of these decisions feels as though it's just all a little bit on an edge. And then within that, a football match breaks out and suddenly Liverpool can see the first goal in that game and it feels like a really soft one. I also think it possibly shouldn't have counted because in the earlier phase of play there, lad didn't half look offside to me. I don't know if I caught that on the telly. So he's offside. The play goes on for such a period of time. They decide not to go that far back, but he's just offside. And I think Liverpool are sort of struggling to deal with that. And then there's a bit of a, I think there's enough in it for it to be a foul. And it goes in the back of the net. And then you're watching as the players are sorting themselves out. And in the back of your mind is he's picked the wrong players. Because you're having to watch a game where you feel a bit like you might have picked the wrong players here. I think that where he ends up ultimately is the biggest surprise is obviously Fabinho starting. And it's a surprise when you get the team sheet because you've seen Fabinho at the weekend and it's Saturday, Tuesday, it's a turnaround. And then you've also seen Henderson go off. So that is the biggest surprise. And then it's the idea that Henderson doesn't start, so he's not there near Fabinho either in order to be able to be close to him and help him out a little bit. And then you end up lastly with, you know, the ball movie makes around Shimakas. I don't think any of us were surprised to see Matip. And I think over the course of the 90 minutes in the end, I think Matip has an excellent game. I didn't think Salah would miss out, but I never thought when I saw the team, well, that's the end of the world. I just thought, well, he's looking at doing something a little bit differently here. It's the Fabinho one. And then what happens is Liverpool concede the first goal. Fabinho isn't very good at all. And I think this is an important sort of thing to point out. So either he's got the injury earlier or he's just not playing particularly well and then he gets the injury. But he isn't very good at all for that period. And then the manager makes the sub. And then the next thing that sort of happens is, and I don't know really what the prevailing internet view was, and I don't particularly care, but I was in the ground and I thought Henderson was excellent.